Odštejemo stroške za pijačo, cigarete in sendviče, čistega dobička za 1233 dinarjev. To, kolikor vem, pokrije skoraj celoten mesečni dohodek za kulturno redakcijo.
Redakcija za kulturo, komunistične vede.
Redakcija za kulturo, komunistične vede.
Kulturne novičke v glavnem.
Nocoj se bomo v Muzeju sodobne umetnosti Metelkova spraševali o mestu vzhodnoevropske umetnosti v umetnostno-zgodovinskem narativu. Predavala bosta priznana strokovnjaka za dotično tematiko Piotr Piotrovski in Klara Kemp-Belš. Več o večeru, ki poteka v soorganizaciji SCCA in društva Igor Zabel, nam bo povedala programska vodja slednjega Urša Jurman.
Ja, Klaro Kemp-Welš in Piotra Piotrovskega smo povabili tudi z razlogom, ker sta pač povezana z našim društvom Igor Zabel. Oba sta namreč prejemnika nagrade, ki nosi ime po Igorju Zabelu. Hkrati s tem pa v bistvu sta oba za rečmo temu evropski in zlasti vzhodnoevropski prostor zelo pomembna umetnostna zgodovinarja in teoretika. Zlasti Piotr Piotrovski je s svojim delom, zlasti pisanjem, zelo pomembno zaznamoval razumevanje, mišljenje vzhodnoevropske umetnosti od druge svetovne vojne, pa zlasti po padcu berlinskega zidu. In v bistvu zdaj se nam je zelo zanimivo povabiti ta dva umetnostna zgodovinarja in teoretika, ker se pač oba ukvarjata z vprašanjem vzhodnoevropske umetnosti in tudi vzhodnoevropske umetnostne zgodovine, ampak oba pripadata različnim pač generacijam in posledično tudi nekak drugačen pristop potem pri obravnavi teh vprašanj. Recimo Piotr Piotrovski pripada generaciji, ki je po 89. letu se zelo močno angažirala, da bi pač vzhodnoevropska umetnost, čeprav vse heterogena, ampak napram rečemo temu mainstream zahodu, da bi torej ta vzhodnoevropska umetnost in tudi umetnostna zgodovina bila čim bolj videna, čim bolj vključena, čim bolj prezentirana v tem umetnostnem sistemu in rečemo nekem mainstream umetnostno-zgodovinskem narativu. Medtem, ko pa recimo Klara Kemp-Welš pa z svojimi pisanji in raziskavami, kot je recimo Networking, The Block, Rethinking International Relations in European Art, ona pa pravzaprav tudi sploh preoprašuje en koncept, koncept vzhodne Evrope, kot neke, neke regije skozi to, ker pač raziskuje tudi odnose med vzhodno Evropo in Latinsko Ameriko, kakor so se vzpostavljali v 60-ih, 70-ih med pač nekaj, rečemo temu, eksperimentalno, neuradno umetniško sceno.
Na telefon smo dobili tudi predavateljico, ki nam je povedala nekaj besed o vsebini nocojšnjega predavanja.
So my lecture today is going to be entitled Continuity and Rupture, Networking and Collaboration from the 1970s to the Noughties. And what I'm thinking about is the relationship between these two strategies, which are connected, of course, with networking and collaboration in the 1970s, and thinking about how these sorts of practices have been transformed and to what extent they remain critical today. So my focus is primarily on Central Europe, on East Central Europe, Poland, Hungary and Czechoslovakia, where in the late socialist period art historians often assume that experimental artists felt isolated from one another. So there was a sort of an East-East regional isolation, but also from their counterparts in the West. So I'm introducing a couple of key players who developed forms of collaboration and networking as a means to overcome isolation. But then I'm also interested in moving on to think about the practice of Irwin, who are obviously not in a straightforward sense members of this isolated Eastern scene, but neither are they part of the Western market framework. They're interesting because they bridge these two periods as well. So they're moving from the 80s into the 90s and the noughties. And they're not only participants in the experimental history itself, but they also become key players in writing the history of East European contemporary art for new generations.
Dr. Kemp-Velševo pa smo tudi vprašali, ali so se nemara neke regionalne posebnosti vzhodnoevropske umetnosti porazgubile po padcu berlinskega zidu.
It really, I think it depends on which particular history you're looking at. I mean, part of my argument is that the integration already took place in the 1970s, that artists were already in dialogue with one another in the 1970s. The main shift has been that the historicization, the art historians have begun to catch up. The market has begun to catch up. And so the art world is suddenly more globalized in a mainstream way. The mainstream has suddenly become larger. So it's a difficult question, but certainly an interesting one. But less straightforward, I think, than we might assume.
502, ugasni auto, zato si tuli, ker je nekaj s kontaktom narobe.
Vljudno vabljeni na predavanje nocoj ob 18. Kulturne novice je pripravil Nejc Slukan.